I am Joel's computer. I will be your announcer today because Rob Rose is not here. Who needs that big Bill Lane beer looking motherfucker and his deep voice anyway? Here's Corey and Joel.
You've been watching the Megan Mullally show. We're going to talk about it all day.
Hey, whoa! What's going on, everybody? It's the Corey and Joel Radio Show back with you.
Shalom.
Show number 89.
I'm Corey, that's Joel.
Yeah, this is Joel, that's Corey over there. We got a great show for you today. Sticking to the music here a little bit.
We're creeping up on 100, Joel.
Yeah, we are. I know we've gone. That was
our
a lot
centennial
of
is coming up.
This is some old Blur music. Yeah, the band Blur. This is some old stuff.
Absolutely.
This is called Pop Scene, I believe is the name of this one. What do you think of this? You digging it, Bill? All right, let's fade that out. We'll hear some more of that later. That's some old. Our guest today, I just mentioned him.
Been here before,
Mr. Bill Hildebrand, great comedian.
Woo!
Been here before
on the show.
A return engagement for Bill.
Yeah, absolutely. Bill's one of our favorite guys to hang out with. And
it's been a while, so if you're a new listener, and God knows there aren't
Whenever
any of those.
They need
but
to borrow money, they call me.
Go listen to show, whatever it is, with Bill.
You got 10 bucks, Bill, do you?
That's a good thing. I do have to ask for some money. But anyway,
yeah.
So,
can you buy me a Heineken, Bill? Old Latrobe, whatever.
Well,
what's that piss
rolling,
water you drink?
Rolling Rock.
Yeah,
I drink
that horse piss.
Bill, I think of you as a friend and a mentor in the comedy business, and look where it's gotten me.
Yeah. as far as it's gotten, Bill Bouchard.
Oh. Well, actually, no, hold on. I am personally not at the moment bilking people out of their money for a comedy class.
Well.
I'm just the guest instructor. So,
that's the comedy class is that. Bill's the instructor, and then Corey's the guest assistant instructor.
Yeah.
And I believe Bill's wife is next in line. If something
exactly.
should happen to you,
it's like the speaker of the house. If the VP gets shot, that's who's next, you know?
It really falls off quickly.
And then and one of the waitresses at the Comedy Castle will step in and just explain comedy.
What's he charging now, like $285?
Bill, if you want
to sleep
if you want to learn comedy from Bill, I believe it's $175. Am I wrong about
it's
that?
It's $2,000.
No.
Bouchard, do you hear me? How do you sleep at night?
Bill Bouchard, who you know on the show, teaches the comedy
God,
class.
I felt guilty at $100 for skimming you guys.
No, that's all right.
Oh.
Holy shit.
I never took your class, and I heard it was just the best.
It was. I took Bill's class once.
No, Joel took it. Okay,
I took it. I kind of. Yeah.
There you go.
No, it's. I kind of like doing it. It's fun for me, and sometimes Bill throw me a couple bucks out of the vast fortune he's making off that class. But
Bill bought us pizza.
Yeah.
So that was good. Bill.
Now, why wouldn't he invite me to do something?
Who? Him?
Yeah.
Because he probably knows that you're better at it than he is.
It's a different style.
No.
You know, Bill's judo, you're a keto. You're about breaking bones.
No,
you're more
no.
savage. It's a different styles of kung fu.
He's
the
more
truth
about leverage.
Is, no, the
Bill's
truth
about,
is judo.
Bill's about telling some, like, menopausal woman that she's funny and playing nice to her. And then he brings me in there to break their balls.
I told
and
Connie she
up.
Was funny. I did the same thing.
Oh, boy.
Bill spends most of the time looking at his watch, I believe. So I think that's the case there. I think that's what he does. I just think that, you know, he wouldn't have you involved because you would look at him and go, well, the first thing wrong with the class is the instructor.
I love Bill, and I've been doing this for a little while in his classes, and he is good at motivating people. He does get them to feel like they're doing something. But when they don't know how to run a microphone or, like, know when the light goes off.
Well, you see, I guess that's where we differ.
Yeah.
I wasn't into motivating.
Yeah,
I was into trying to discourage your little asses from getting into this industry. Well, because if you're that easily discouraged, you know, if you can be pushed out of it right up front before you even wade into it, then you're lost to begin with. I'm serious. I mean, I'm just saving you some shit.
And you know what, Bill? That's why you and I get along, because I always break down the open micers, and people think I'm a big dick. But as Joel said, he succinctly put it, I'm not really a teacher. I'm a guidance counselor.
I'm telling you, the guy.
Well,
you know,
you
the guys
tell somebody
the biggest,
whether they should be in comedy.
The guys who are the biggest dicks to me in the business are the guys that I really kind of thank for it after a while,
yeah.
saying, man, you know, I'm glad I got over that guy's hump because now I can face anything. You know, I mean, it's important.
All right. Well, let me just say this about the comedy classes. If you take a class, though, you should get as much information out of that person that's there to begin with. And sometimes I think I think Bill, Mr. Hildebrandt, that was here with us, was very good for that. Lots of stuff about the business that you didn't know.
Well, yeah, we didn't talk a whole lot about comedy per se because, right. Like I said, you know, there's a lot of things about comedy I don't understand and I don't want to know.
All right, but I think
if you pick shit apart, it loses something.
Yeah, and I think Mr. Burchard is like, I'm going to have you write 7 minutes whether you want to or not.
Yeah,
and here you go.
Well,
and, if you can't write it, I'll write it for you, and here it is, and... God be damn, you know where the light is at the Comedy Castle. But
yeah, the light is like a mystery.
They have no
to
idea
them.
Where that is. He
light.
Doesn't really
no,
tell
see,
them.
That's where we differ.
Exactly.
See, for non-comedians, the light is the sign that tells you it's time to get the hell off.
All right.
And if you work in Amish club, it's the candle.
Ba-dum-bum. Ba-dum-bum.
All right, so let's
not... It's stuff like that that's
it's
vital.
It's stuff like that, but let's not... we're just warming up here.
Yeah.
So let's not get too deep into comedy. We don't want to exclude our non-comedians.
Whatever.
But... whatever.
Yeah.
There's some guy chewing on whale blubber in the Arctic Circle listening to the show right now.
I love our fan Cam, who I know I talk about almost every show, is in a diamond mine somewhere in northern Canada listening to the show. Guy wrote us. He goes, I'm in a diamond mine listening to your show.
Seriously.
Like, wow. Yeah. It's with the guy, I don't know. He's into it.
One of our biggest fans is a German, which, you know, we know the record of comedy in Germany.
Yeah. I worked with a German comic once.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
What do you do?
Now for joke number one.
Did he really talk like that?
Yeah, it was incredible.
It was Artie Johnson.
It wasn't Artie
now
Johnson.
For something interesting.
It was a real German or was a guy doing shtick?
No, it was a guy doing shtick.
Oh, was it?
Really? Was it a guy doing Arnold Schwarzenegger doing the Jeffersons theme song?
No.
Because that's a good one.
It wasn't.
Well, we're moving on up.
Or that would be an Austrian.
To the east side.
No, he's one phone call away from showing up. You realize that?
Oh,
you realize that, Corey?
He should be showing 95.
Like he can run a computer. I guarantee nobody's listening to this show in the comedy business because they can't. Sal and Bill can't even get on the fantasy football and pick teams.
Do you want to get into the fantasy football
thing? I'm so annoyed with
them. Oh. Well, I explained it. I put it on the form about how Sal and Bill aren't playing, and I gave an update about who's winning. So if you want to read about our fantasy football league, go on our forum at CoreyandJoelRadio.com.
Joel and I were going to play fantasy football anyway, so we said, why don't we open it up and make a show league and have guys that are on the show regularly do it? And we were going to get, like, Mike Lundy on. He's like, man, I ain't got internet access. You know,
he's
got
to go to the library to pick his team. It's not good. Yeah.
I mean, the guy's like, no, I don't know enough about football. Like, it was like every comic we talked to, you know, Russ Brown, who wears a football jersey every day, like literally his wardrobe consists of like Negro League apparel, which is funny on a white guy, and throwback NFL jerseys. And he's like, yeah, I don't really know enough to get on fantasy football.
Well, and then, we got a league going.
So Sal and Bill sign up.
They missed the draft, and then for whatever reason, they didn't get drafted quarterbacks and other players that are very important to winning. And then they just decided not to, you know, play at all, which fucks that up for everybody else if two guys aren't playing.
And then
you're supposed to play these head-to-head games.
And I'm calling them, and for weeks, they're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get on. I swear, I'm going to do it right now. Send me the link.
Yeah.
And then Sal finally got on and got and picked up David Carr off the wire and didn't start him.
You know, I believe
didn't figure out how to put him in the lineup.
If Sal had actually inserted the right players, he would have beat Scuba Steve even without a kicker and a defense. That's just saying how bad Scuba Steve sucks in fantasy.
Oh, my God.
But
Sal is the most laid-back guy I know.
Sal is a laid-back dude.
He's just a heartbeat away from being in a coma.
I want to put a camera on him
and
follow him around.
Every time I talk to him, he's like, oh, yeah, Bill, I didn't get back to you. I'm sorry. I was going to call you, man. We gotta get together. I know I owe you that $25, and he'll know what I'm talking about when he hears that. But yeah, we'll get together. I'll buy you a drink, man. But I'm sorry, I just haven't. Okay, bye.
What goes on in these guys' lives? Like, I mean,
do we have a theory about Sal anyway?
I know Bill got married and Sal's got a wife, but like so many comics, though, they just like nothing ever happens in their life, and you're like. You wait for mail for like 6 months.
Yeah,
you're
they
like,
never
send me your headshot, and then getting a stamp is insurmountable for them.
They never seem to have time to do anything, and then you ask them what they're doing, and they're saying, oh, nothing's going on. Yeah, I'm pretty bored. I'm slow.
That's why they're comics.
And, but then you ask them to get something done, and they can't do shit.
You work comics. 2 hours a week doing comedy.
And that's all they can manage to do. That's my point.
Well, we put together a show.
Together and find the club and get there, and you're exhausted.
I put in 8 hours of watching movies yesterday. God,
oh, jeez.
I really did. I had like four
and
movies.
And your physique shows for it, too.
So, but I got to ask you then. So now, doing that, having done
what
that
are you trying
for a
to
living,
say?
I think you've done it for a living. They pay you to do this.
Yes.
So by the time you see the last movie, that movie's getting roasted regardless of how good it is.
You know, you wish they
had just about enough.
You wish they'd put them in ascending order. You know, they'd start with the pile of shit and kind of get better, but that never works that way. You know, you can't control which one you see. And so if you see a good one in the middle, it kind of throws you off and you go, well, gee, what is this bad or, you know.
Maybe it's just because it was in the middle.
Yeah,
like,
no, I
like
mean,
comics, you know, the middle guy goes up and kills
the middle guy's
for 15 minutes, and the other guy struggles for an hour because he didn't pack all his great shit into 15 minutes or something.
I'll tell you what, if you start the day watching a Scorsese movie and end the day watching, you know, Employee of the Month, you got problems, you know, because it does become a slog when you're like, it really gets bad near the end. Mm. Oh.
That's a good theory about comedy, though, too. It's like if you're ever on a show where it's like a contest and 12 guys are going up, the first guy never wins or never moves on.
No.
The last guy never wins, never moves on. It's the guy that goes
7 and
8,
right down to 10.
Exactly.
7 and 8. That
That's exactly
right
the way
there.
That works.
I can't believe he took a crack at my physique, though. I'm still
under you know?
Look at this guy.
Well, Bob...
you, fat asshole.
All right. Stop.
Yeah, that's what I have to say to that.
I might be the most fit guy in the room, I'll be honest.
Oh, come on.
We're going to have a pose down after.
We're doing a remote. We're doing sprints. That's all. I mean, you know what?
Well, we'll see about that.
Doing a remote while we jog.
Yeah, is that what you want to do?
Yeah, there's a two-minute show.
See who drops first.
God, we couldn't make it through bocce ball without breaking a sweat, let alone.
Yeah, our bocce ball segment got
we did a bocce ball tournament, and we didn't get the recording right.
Yeah, we had a mic set up in this little portable recorder, and it didn't work. And then we did a whole segment.
We'll get it right. Come on.
We'll get it right.
We're going to figure out this internet.
We have our new announcer. I want to thank our new announcer, my computer.
Absolutely.
I hope you guys enjoyed that at the beginning. My computer was here. Because Rob couldn't make it in today. And
the computer does so much.
I thought it was that Cosmos guy. What's
his
name?
Carl Sagan? Stephen Hawking?
Carl Sagan. He's
on the goddamn Deadpool, that Stephen Hawking. He had to drop any minute now.
Carl Sagan's actually dead. But no, that was my computer. Who dropped in to do the announcement.
Hey, Joel's computer, what'd you do today?
Oh, wow.
Last week, Joel looked at 7,567 images of naked girls on the internet.
Thank you. That's my computer reporting on me.
Important tip.
Thank you for that.
A new character on the show. Welcome him.
Yes, my computer.
Internet comic.
Well, you know, what are you going to do?
It's the computer comic.
And Sal...
It's amazing, don't you think?
Yep.
That's Oksana Bayul, another character on the show.
Yes.
We got a whole cast. But anyway, so talking about comedy, we haven't seen Bill much. Bill was on the road and on cruise ships and all kinds of stuff.
I don't want to be around anymore.
No, you're not around.
You went to Alaska.
You see me, I'm not making any money.
I know. You went to Alaska. That's true.
That's
ridiculous.
Where I go Monday for 5 weeks.
Do you really? Not? Alaska for 5 weeks?
I was in from June to the middle of July.
Fuck.
Nothing there.
Isn't it late now to go to Alaska?
Hey, diamond guy in Canada. Don't go to Alaska looking for gold because there's even less there than there is in Canada.
But I mean, you're on a cruise ship. What do people look at on this cruise?
Water.
Really?
Yeah. Haven't you ever seen Love Boat? They sit there in those lawn chairs. You either look at the pool or you look at the water. It's not that hard.
Yeah, but when you go to the...
You got to get the fuck out of your bedroom every once
When you go to the Caribbean, don't you, like, you go to ports and you buy knickknacks and buy some weed and get drunk?
Same thing in Alaska.
Do you?
Yeah, you go to a place called Skagway.
What do you get there?
Knickknacks.
Okay.
Just like you said. Whale bones and shit.
Totem poles.
Walrus tusks.
Really?
Yeah, sure. Beaver teeth.
I guess if you've gone to nice weather.
You can pick those up on the road doing comedy, too.
And
you can pick up some walrus tusks.
Buy it all in Tennessee,
waitresses
too.
They leave those in the bed at the hotel. After you fucked him. But,
I pulled some walrus tusks out of the headboard on occasion.
So, Aladdin, now, what do you enjoy better? Because you've done both. You do the Caribbean, you do the Alaska. Caribbean's got to be better, right?
No.
Why?
No. Dead air.
I've stumped him.
It's hot.
It's too hot in the Caribbean.
It's hot, man. And then get off in a port and you want to walk around, and like after 30 minutes, like, shit, this is hot.
Who goes on these Alaska cruises? What are the people
it's
like?
Old people.
Yeah.
Is it old people?
It's like swinging.
It's retired folks and stupid people with small kids.
Oh, really?
Well, you got to be dumb to take children to Alaska. It's not like they're on a Disney cruise. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So there's nothing for these kids to do.
Sure.
And what's the carrot that you dangle? Hey, kids, when we get there, we're going to see a knick-knack shop. And I'm serious. And that's all these towns are. They're just filled with these shit shops.
Isn't there whales or stuff you can see?
Oh, yeah. You see a little blast of water, you know, about 500 yards out, you know, and a guy comes on, oh, it's a whale, and everybody runs to that side of the boat. And it was just a little, a little spout of shit, and that's it.
I went and did a whale trip in Boston, or like a, you know, went out on the whale boat.
Did you see anything?
Yeah, I saw like a couple flippers pop out. And then,
I'm talking about.
We were out there for like 2 hours, and we saw a couple whales, but you barely see anything.
But you didn't get the, you know, like everybody envisions the big slow motion tail, you know, into the ocean,
right
water
splash. Right when we turned around after being out there for 2 hours, and we saw a couple whales pop around, boopity doop. We turn around, literally a humpback jumps out of the water.
Well,
and like, we're turning the boat around. I'm like, God, no, they're doing something.
Well, you're lucky.
Oh.
I was gone for 5 weeks and didn't see any of that shit.
It's amazing to see a 2-ton animal fly through the air.
Yeah, cool.
Unless you're doing comedy and you kick a bitch out of your truck as you're.
And then there's ICC Dynamite. But, you know.
Oh, well, that's somebody.
Hey,
nobody
now.
Even knows.
Hey, now.
Hey. But the cruise ships is where the money's at now, right? Is that the idea?
I mean, the clubs aren't paying anymore.
Yeah, what happened there, man?
For you up and coming? Yeah. There's too many boneheads out there where you say, hey, you want a headline for $300? I go,
yeah.
For the chance to do it. And
before
you know it, now it's screwed it for everybody. So
yeah, I agree with that. Don't take kids if you're a young comic.
I'm with Jim McLean. There ought to be a union.
Yeah.
The headliner should get $1,200, and then the middle guy should get $800, the MC should get $500.
You know, not every club can afford to pay the same amount of money, but there's a level you should not take underneath. You know, there's a certain amount you should, there's a figure you should probably not do it for that much.
Yeah, and
but that's never going to happen because you're always going to find some Nimrod.
There's a new club in this city.
Like Sal reminded me of the other day when I was busting his balls about the money I was getting in Wyandotte.
Yeah.
Well, I headlined, you know, for you for $350. hold that over.
That's the club I was just going to mention, yeah.
Well, that's true because when Bill ran his club, then he had issues. You know, it was the same thing. That club didn't have any money. God bless its soul. We were going to talk about that. We haven't had you in here since
that
happened.
The money was decent at that club to begin with, and then the shows died. You were only doing like 2 shows a weekend.
Yeah, then the shows went downhill.
So what? Okay, the Bills Club in Dearborn, a place I used to play all the fucking time.
It wasn't my club.
He was the booker, but you were the booker for the club.
I had no control over anything else.
Yeah, exactly. But that club went under. Tell everybody what happened there.
Who knows?
What do you mean, who knows?
Well, what do you mean? You want the overall picture?
Well, I want to know why did it go into decline, and then why did it ultimately close?
All right, that's a big question.
And what happened to it?
That's an altogether different question.
Yes.
Why it went into decline?
I'm a very incisive interviewer.
The neighborhood changed.
Okay, the neighborhood changed.
I can attest to that because I was in probably one of the last 3 shows that club did.
Can I say, you know, when the Diaperheads moved in?
Yeah. It was in Dearborn, Michigan, which is where
a lot of
Arabs
live. I said Diaperheads, and it's going to get worse.
No,
if you're offended, send your cards and letters to me. I'll give you my address. I don't give a shit. Because, you know, let's face the facts. You know, people in Livonia, you know, don't want to go to Dearborn. They don't want to party with those
guys. Don't want to party with the
God,
Bill's
got me back.
Whacking the mic.
He's getting upset here. It's all right.
Muhammad has punished me. I hit the windscreen.
It is so true because I did that club, you know, for years. As long as, you know, not that I've been doing comedy that long, but, you know. When I first started, the first time I did that club, it was really good and hot on the weekend. And I was maybe one of the last 3 or 4 acts that did that. And there was a girl in a burqa sitting in the front row, like literally one of the front tables.
Dressed up like a beekeeper.
Yeah, it was a girl in a full burqa. And I'm like, how do I play to this?
Put a bag over your head.
Something I just, like you know, that. How do you play with that?
But so the club starts to decline. The audiences stop showing up, and then the shows start to get cut, and the money starts to get cut.
Yeah, everything just starts to slide, and nobody wants to put any money in the advertising anymore, you know? And, but everybody felt the change. You know, everybody just felt the thing deteriorating because the neighborhood was changing.
Well.
And, you know, the Arabs, for whatever reason, don't go to comedy shows.
No sense of humor.
They got other stuff to do, but they don't go to comedy shows. Well, this
is my theory. This is why Canada will never start a war or be in a war.
Why is that?
They have a sense of humor.
No, they don't.
Yeah, I mean, they export it.
What do you mean they got a sense of
humor? Well, all right. You
don't remember Wayne and Schuster?
I do. Jesus and they Christ. Were outstanding, and they made a lot of golf jokes. I don't know what you're talking about. But name me five great Arab comedians, quickly.
Ahmed and Ahmed?
Yeah, Ahmed and Ahmed are outstanding.
There's Ahmed Ahmed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's Ishtar and Kashir and Katrice.
Oh, they're the best.
And Nunes.
Oh,
that
and
was
and Dave Nunes.
And Nunes.
And Dave Merhej. He's Lebanese. Let the man go.
Leave him alone.
Dave.
No.
Actually, Dave's a friend of ours, and he is actually a Lebanese comedian.
And he's Canadian as well.
He's a Lebanese Canadian, and he did a tour, apparently, called We Ain't Terrorists, where it was him and some other Arabic comedians, and God bless him for that. No, Germans, no sense of humor. They start all the wars. Arabs, no sense of humor. What happens?
Yeah.
You know what? If you're laughing, you don't have time to start shooting people.
No.
That's right.
Okay.
Or yes, you do. You can have a sense of humor and still start a war.
Yeah.
Yeah, for
instance. The Brits started a lot of shit. That's true.
I'd have bombed Afghanistan on 7/11. You see, that shows a sense of humor and you're still at war.
Is that in the act now?
No.
Is that in the repertoire?
Do you tell that on the Alaska cruise? Is that
they love that.
Oh,
yeah.
Now, you got to work clean on those cruise ships, right?
Yeah,
is that one of those things?
Yeah.
The kids come to your show and shit like that?
Tons.
Do they really?
Gee, Mr. Hildebrand.
Sitting right down front.
Really?
Waiting for you to pull balloon animals out of your ass. And it ain't happening.
Gee, Mr. Hildebrand, I don't know what a Cleveland steamer is.
But they must get bored and leave. Does that happen where they get bored and just...
Ask your mom what felch is.
Felch. What's a frothy walrus?
And the board goes back. Yeah, it was Hugh Downs there for a minute.
But
no, Alan Ludden. And the secret word is
Alan Ludden.
Oh, now that's an old reference.
You know, Bill,
there.
This
that's
is why we love having you on this show, because we know that the biggest growing demographic in podcasting is 50 to dead. And that's why we wanted to bring you in here. You're like
some Alan Ludden.
God, you're like the Fox News audience. Hey. God, you're like
talk about people can't get online. That's that demographic right
there. Oh yeah. But when you're doing comedy on the cruise ship, is it inhibit what you can't say certain things
everything.
And you can't. But I mean, is it still
you boil it in oil and scrub it with alcohol?
But do people give
a shit?
But even if you say like, oh, I hate this show, I don't like it. Do people just eat it up anyway because they're bored? Is that does it make
it
easier?
Yeah.
Is the bar a little lower?
They've
then
paid for it already.
Yeah.
They've paid for it, and damn it, they're going to enjoy it.
They're just okay.
Because they're stuck.
Yeah, I mean, that would make sense
they
if you're
are
bored
stuck.
And you're just, you don't want to go play shuffleboard for the 87th time.
No, but the other,
anything's,
the other
everything's good.
Side of the coin is, guess what? You're stuck, too. If you go out there and have a real shit show, you put it right in the toilet, you know? You got to look at these motherfuckers for the rest of the week.
Yeah, it's
got to
be tough when
you're
up
bumping
there.
Into them every day.
Do they
day.
See every week? And
oh,
give you,
they see they see all day long.
You're at the buffet.
You can't
and
go
they're
anywhere without
you.
Being some guy. Oh yeah, saw
there,
the show.
There must be a lot of pressure in you on stage. You're sweating. It's like
I'm so nervous. I'm sweating like a fag eating a corn dog.
You ever say that on the cruise?
Sure.
Sure. Okay. Well, that's
thank
good.
You. We have Rob did some stock joke lines for us, and that's one.
You've got some more in there. You got some more Rob in there, and you got some more stock.
Applaud if you love dogs.
Yeah.
Where are my cat people at?
Yeah, so, see, do you ever open with that line? That.
Sweating like a 10-year-old in Neverland.
Oh, hey.
I'm so nervous, I'm sweating like Mike Tyson on Jeopardy.
You ever use that one? Yeah. That's a good one.
Oh, all the time, Joe. All the stock shit. You know me.
Well, if you're on the cruise ship,
that's why
maybe
I don't let you open for me anymore.
I'm going to tell you something right now. Look, Joel's trying to do magic. You're a magician. Because I saw you recently.
What?
I saw you recently play with Bill Bouchard at the Comedy Castle, and you destroyed.
Okay.
And it was the material I've heard since the first time I saw you, and yet you made it fresh and new for them. And you were really professional. I was really blown away by that.
He's talking to me like I still
book
shit.
Yeah. He's doing his best to kiss your ass. I don't know.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, I could. I mean, that material. My God, I mean,
she was funny that weekend. I walked off the stage, and he's back there going, "Did you leave me anything?" He was like, hey, man,
"I could." I'm like, "Look, this
ready to go.
This shit came over in the Mayflower, but they're eating it up." I mean, these are the oldest jokes in recorded history. It did.
No, look, see, he's kissing your ass. Now he's trying to tear you down a little
I'm
bit.
I'm just saying, so I was blown away. I mean, to me, it was amazing because I've heard the material, so you know. It wasn't new to me, and you sold it.
Some things in there that are recent.
You sold it though, as if it was brand spanking new.
The talking penis is new.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. I don't think I've even heard the talking penis bit.
Probably have.
Would you like to do the talking penis right now?
Absolutely.
For
not.
All of the thousands of listeners of the court, no.
Even for the diamond guy in Canada.
Yeah,
no.
You don't care. Okay. All right. I just love Corey trying to kiss ass. That's brilliant.
I'm not.
Hey, Osama
I love,
bin Laden.
I'm being...
I didn't do my Osama bit. I know how to find Osama bin Laden.
How do you find Osama?
Well, he's in Afghanistan. These people live in caves.
Okay.
All right. But every month he sends out a video.
Yeah.
Well, then it's simple. You send some guy to Habib's radio hut. Wait for the guy that shows up every month to buy the blank video.
Okay.
And follow his ass.
All right.
It's probably even beta.
Yeah.
I mean, it can't be that hard.
There you go. I wasn't just kissing your ass. I was trying to point out that in the hands of a real professional, even the worst material can shine. And that was really...
Jesus Christ.
No, I've seen...
the worst material.
I've worked with Bill. Like, Bill and I have done gigs where we're in the middle of, you know, Armada or something. And remember we did one night where there was a DJ booth that was, like, in the middle of the restaurant. And we were behind it, so half the people couldn't see us.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like on those nights I see, you know, you try and just you give the same performance as when you do it at a real club. When you do it at a real club, they eat it up. You blow up.
Yeah.
You were huge that week.
Bill, everywhere you go, it's a great, whether at the club, on a cruise ship, at the Home Depot. This guy puts on a solid show.
It's professionalism. That's what it is.
You know, the minute Joel climbed up on those pallets. To open this show.
Yeah, we literally, I think we might have even talked about this before.
There's a trooper.
We performed at a Home Depot Christmas party for the staff, and it was fucking hell.
Yeah.
And they hated me, and of course, Bill.
Vice track.
This was after hours. Okay. This was after it was closed.
The people that work there should be pissed off, too.
Yeah, because they got a shitty goddamn Christmas party.
Yeah.
Got me and you doing comedy.
Let's do this. We'll sweep up aisle 7 and have it there. And that's exactly what they did.
Guy coming through with a high low full of concrete while you're trying to.
We were in the. I'm not shitting. We were in the lumber aisle. The most widest, spacious aisle that they have at the Home.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah, it was fucking hell. But
fucking stupid.
But look at us now. We're all on. We're on the internet. We're entertaining the whole world.
We've come a long way.
Where we have, man. This is good. This is good stuff here, Bill.
Absolutely.
I guess we should make this announcement. We talked about this last week on the show, Corey. But we were planning on doing our roast, which would have been actually tonight as we're recording this.
Yeah.
That's been delayed. So.
You know how many people they had lined up for that in terms of roasting you guys?
How many?
I know they had to cut them off, so I wonder what
they must
they
have
came up with.
30 guys or
well,
something.
Well, it got rescheduled for a variety of reasons.
Yes.
One of which the Tigers made the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so there's a Tiger game tonight, so everyone's going to be watching.
And then
that.
Bill's stupid class is having a graduation tonight.
Yes,
and I was like, how are you going to be? And he's like, well, I'm not going to go to the class. I'm like, how do people take your class and you don't show up for the graduation?
He did say that about his class. We said, well, your graduation show is tonight, and you got to be roasting us. And you're not going to be able to be there. He's like, oh, I'm not going to go to my graduation class. It was two guys. Who cares?
And there was a competing gig where some of the guys were there. So we'll redo it. We'll reschedule it.
We're
going
to reschedule. We'll let all our listeners know you guys can show up.
And there was
we'll
almost no
it.
Promotion for it. So
yeah, I'm going to do the promo.
You're going to record that.
Yeah, we'll record it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
Why not? Is that a problem? Will you not appear if you're recording?
I think that's a marvelous idea.
I think it is. And
but I had nothing mean to say. I had nothing mean lined up.
Oh,
sure.
Oh, you want to do one right here?
No, I didn't have anything. I'm serious.
Sure.
Okay, well, that's good. Then you got some more.
I was going to go up there and just give a glow and just fuck everybody up by going up and saying nothing mean. I thought that would have been hilarious.
You think so?
Yep.
I don't know about that.
It was so overloaded. The list was so overloaded. Your wife was trying to get on.
I know.
That's how crazy it was.
There was people that went to school with you in third grade were trying to get on.
Yeah, Bill's wife. I guess we should talk about this now. And I don't know.
She's hot.
She's going to hear this in a while.
She's hot.
Okay, your wife's very hot.
But that's because Bobbitt worded his thing wrong.
Yeah,
so we don't want you there.
Yeah, Bill's wife wanted to get on the show. And Bill's wife does comedy very rarely, occasionally, not for any sort of living or anything. And you know, she's going to try to crack the list of these comics to roast us. Well, my attitude was like, well, why the hell is she on it when we've got real comics that we're not letting on it? So we told Mike Bobby, we said, hey, if we have any say in this, you know, Bill's wife probably shouldn't be on the roast. Well, then it turned into Bill's wife not only can't be on the roast, but she's not even allowed to be at the roast, which that word gets back to her. Then she's fucking screaming at you, and then she's pissed at us, and it's a whole mess.
Wow.
And how did we get there?
That's the worst explanation I could have given.
But that really, that's not accurate?
Again. I hope not.
Oh, well, I don't know.
No, Bill's
Bill's wife is very funny.
I just said she's not a professional.
She's a very good comedian, and we would have loved to have had her, but we had so many people who wanted to do it.
Okay.
You know, that we decided what we would do is just
it was really
keep it down to people. Oh,
okay,
been on
absolutely.
The show.
It was really just a timing issue because how many people can we have on the show?
Yes, I'll pull that for you, Bill. I'll email you that clip. You can play it.
The
whole thing was that people that we just aren't that close with, we decided that they have to go and get in. And it wasn't anything personal. I like your wife personally, but, you know, come on.
God, she married you. I mean, she's the woman's a saint.
She clearly has a sense of humor. Yeah. And
absolutely.
Oh, but you're right. Now, there's no way to be like... And then you feel like a dick trying to manage your own roast. You know, can't really... But we had a thing where we wanted to tape it, so we wanted guys like you who've been on the show.
Yeah, we wanted our listeners to be familiar with the acts who were roasting us, and I think that makes sense.
For taping, there's plenty of people who have no idea who comics are from Michigan. And plenty of people... in Michigan, who have no idea who comics from Michigan are. So,
yeah. So anyway, that was the idea there, and it went awry, and we're going to do it again, though, and who knows who cracks the list. Anyone could be on the show, Bill's
wife. I heard
people
were, like, videotaping stuff.
Yeah, I heard that, too. People were sending in videotaped
roasts.
Yeah,
Ridley was
going to
video something.
Really?
They don't have any video there. What were they going to play it on?
I don't fucking know. That's how well thought out the roast planners were. Once again, thank you, Bill Bouchard.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Do we have to roll up an AV card?
Something? Apparently someone's going to have to bring. Doesn't Russ have all that stuff, though? Can he?
Oh, yeah.
Russ Brown.
Russ will figure something out.
Anyway, let's. Here's what we're going to do.
We need some music.
Well,
we
do we need.
We haven't played any music.
We haven't played any music? We're going to play music.
Hold on, Bill. We're going to play some music that takes. I think you're going to like. I think we're going to play some music from your generation.
Yeah, go ahead. Play some. What do you have from Bill's?
Taking you back.
Well, I don't even know what this is. What the fuck?
This is the swinging sounds of your day.
This isn't Bill. This is.
You know, I'm not.
They try to tell us we're.
I'm sorry. That's
too young.
You know,
Johnny Mathis.
That's Nat King Cole. I'm sorry. That's not
Nat
right.
King Cole.
Here's a song. Here's the kind of. I heard you lost your virginity to this song.
Virginity to. We
come on to my house, and my house.
No.
I'm gonna give you.
Come on, swing it.
I lost. Come on to my house. I lost my virginity to. Give me that thing. Give me that.
This is the music that was the class of 1951.
Yeah.
I did the show with Gary Tyson. I don't know if you heard it, but. He booked me into a restaurant gig.
Mm-hmm.
We showed up, and it was a party. It wasn't the whole restaurant, but the large part was a 1951 high school reunion.
Oh, Jesus.
And so we pulled up that with some of the music that might have been at their prom.
Man.
Yes, that was a great gig, as you can understand.
Well, that's why you don't take those.
Well, I take shit that pays money at the end.
Oh, man, I'm telling you.
If I believe there's some way I'm going to get paid at the end, I'll do it. That's kind of the whole idea. You know, when you have something, when you got nothing, anything's good. That's the way it looks. That's the way I think, anyway. But
Corey's too busy looking at his list. I'm watching him scan.
Corey's trying to find out what other funny shit he can play for you. But here's what we're going to do. Why don't we do this? We'll take a break. Bill, you want to plug anything? Where are you going to be? Are you just going to be on the cruise next week and everything?
Yeah.
Anyway, people can come.
Bill's like, I don't give
a
shit.
I don't need to plug shit.
Nothing.
You want to plug a website or anything
you can
like
do.
That?
Funnybaldguy.com.
Funnybaldguy.com.
Tells
look
you
up
nothing.
Bill.
If you were planning... to take a true cruise to Alaska, and you just happen to end up on the boat.
Do you want
to
plug the line or anything?
No, I don't. Not after some of the shit I said. Yeah, it was.
How many boats? How many boats are on that line?
Royal Caribbean, ladies and gentlemen.
How many boats on that line
like
at one
12.
Time?
12.
Really?
Yeah.
And you jump from boat to boat, or you stay
sometimes.
On one boat?
sometimes.
Different, so they got to get 11 other comedians to do this thing?
Yeah.
Wow.
Rush, is it like just a one-man show or two-man, or how many do it?
There's, well, there's only one comic, all right? But there's other types of acts.
Oh.
The juggler, maybe,
so,
on the show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
the magician.
You might have a magician. You might have you might have a hypnotist.
Okay.
You might have, and there's always a singer or something, you know, that does variety, you know, yeah, show tunes and stuff like that. But you're the only stand-up guy.
Yeah.
They won't, you know, put like two stand-up
guys. Do they have an Inuit showing you how to make candle wax out of whale blubber or something? Is that like one of the shows? What do they do?
Well, you know, you make fun, but, you know, it's funny. After about the, you know, 5 weeks on the ship, about the fourth time you go to Skagway, you know, in Juneau, and you get off the ship, and now you know the staff, and the staff knows the places on land to go.
Okay.
If you don't want to party with the people from the ship that are going to be in all the touristy joints.
Yeah.
They go, oh, look, go down this street, make a left, make a left. There's a little bar going there. It's full of real live Alaskans.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you go in there and you meet these guys, you meet the real native Alaskans, you know, and what they're ticked off about is all these people coming up from California, these environmentalists who are there to enjoy the whales and look at the trees and worship the eagle and all this other stuff, where your real, you know, Alaskan guy, he's for strip mining, you know, drilling for oil.
I mean, that's a good paying job.
Yeah. He's like, when are they going to put a target up here?
You know, yeah.
You know,
I mean, you know, he's all for that stuff that's going to generate an income for him.
Yeah.
You know, God. Furs and
damn it, I wish
and eagles are everywhere. Eagles are like Canadian geese up there.
Really, eagles?
Oh, they're every damn where.
Wow.
And you ever, you know, you've seen a Canadian goose shit on your windshield? You know what eagle shit looks like?
Really?
Holy, and I'm not even driving.
Yeah.
It's,
he's like,
but
man,
they're everywhere.
Forget this endangered owl habitat. I want a goddamn Krispy Kreme up here.
Exactly.
Yeah. They want to build everything.
Yeah, where's my Walmart?
All right.
Okay.
All right, so before we go to the break, funnyballguy.com is where you can look up Bill. Before we go to a break, though, Bill, Corey, take us a break. We'll be back. We got Celebrity iTunes Challenge after this.
All right.
So we'll see you in a couple minutes.
Tightly and hold on for tonight.
All right, everybody. Welcome back in to Corey and Joel Radio Show number 89. It's a new month. It's October. Don't forget to vote for us on Podcast Alley if you go over there. PodcastAlley.com. Look us up. Give us a vote. It helps promote the show.
iTunes. You can
iTunes. Yeah, don't forget about iTunes. We're going to talk about iTunes in a minute when we do the iTunes Celebrity Playlist Challenge. And send us some email. We read some email last week. If you want some email read on the show, let us know. We read some funny. Some people had issues with Insane Clown Posse, and we... I think we straightened that all out last week, though, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
What, did you say something bad?
Oh, we got
well,
that all
straight. Well, yeah, I mean...
Here, let me play a little for you, Bill.
And they wanted to know if well, I this would is... trade 10 Juggalos for 100 mainstream
fans. This is Dark Lotus. Yeah. This
and
is
I said, I wouldn't trade 10 Juggalos for 100,000 mainstream fans. 10 Juggalos is priceless.
I got love for my homies. Members of the Lotus. United we stand.
You down with this, Bill?
Yeah,
you joining the Dark Carnival, Bill? Is that what you're doing?
Sorry, that song's not representative here.
Well, all right, we've played this a million times. There's no, everyone's heard this. All right, that's some Insane Clown Posse. It was just a big debate about that last week.
Hollow Wicked coming up.
Hollow Wicked coming up in October 31st. All right, they're on tour, actually. Go to InsaneClownPosse.com. You want me to plug that crap?
I got a gig. I'm in Bowling Green.
You're
going to
miss
Hollow
Wicked. All right, well, that's too bad. Well, let's do it. We were talking about iTunes, and we did this game before. If you go on iTunes, you can get our show. Just search for Corey and Joel from the main window there.
That's how I found it.
Yeah, you can go to the – you just go to the regular music store.
But now every time I open my iTunes, it starts to automatically download your show, and I can't get it to stop.
Well, that's a good thing, though. You can hear every show. Wasn't that cool?
I'm serious.
Well, that's a feature, though. They build that in, so you can automatically get
the show. You can hear tremendous moments like Joel and I fighting.
Yeah, Gary Tyson, all kinds of great stuff.
I want to hear Gary Tyson.
Okay, well, then it should work for it. You know, you can subscribe. That's what you did is you subscribe to the show on iTunes. Then it automatically downloads it.
Here's a clip from the Gary Tyson show.
And now, would you stop it with that? No, I'm turning that down. Fuck you. I don't care. I like Gary. Gary's my buddy. I turn it off. God damn it.
All right.
So anyway, go to iTunes to get Corey and Joel. Just search from the main music store page there. But anyway, we're going to play this game now. If you go on there, they also have a thing called Celebrity Playlist. This is where celebrities pick their favorite songs from iTunes, and they put them up there. And if you want, you can buy the entire allotment of songs
for
a certain price. And you can listen to all the stuff that your favorite celebrity likes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I know. Doesn't that sound great? So, anyway. And some of these are very pretentious. Some of these are funny.
Now, is this just for Bill or am I playing, too?
You're playing, too.
Okay.
But you guys can play together. Maybe we'll start with Bill, and then I'll give you the second one. But you can guess, too. We'll start with Bill, and then we'll go over to you. So, I'm going to give you a list of some of the songs that this celebrity picked. And I'm going to give you a list of celebrities of who it might be. You guess. And the winner can blow me.
Are you ready to go, Bill?
All right.
Well, strip down and get relaxed.
All right, there you go, Bill. Thank you, Bill. All right, so this, for example, this is how it's going to work.
I just wonder how much time people spend downloading those clips.
A lot.
That's a ridiculous amount of time.
Then that's all me, too.
But I got 114 in here that I got to edit and play with.
So anyway, like I'm going to give you an example here. This will be just for pretend. Well, you can play with this one. Okay, this is what this one celebrity has in. Bob Dylan's Just Like a Woman. Okay. The Notorious B.I. Okay, let me do this one. Marvin Gaye's What's Going On, and The Notorious B.I.G. with Fucking You Tonight featuring R. Kelly. Now, these are three songs selected by one celebrity. Now,
Colin Powell.
Well, I'm going to give you a name. I'm going to give you a... You happen to get that one right, but no. I'll tell you who this might have been. This could have been Sharon Stone, Halle Berry, or Star Jones.
Star Jones.
So you think that he thinks it was Star Jones, yeah. Corey...
I'm going to go with...
Notorious B.I.G., Bob Dylan, and Marvin Gaye.
Huh.
Is Sharon Stone, Halle Berry, or Star Jones?
No way Halle Berry's listening to Bob Dylan.
Okay.
So, but neither should Star Jones. I'm going to go with Sharon Stone.
Okay, Corey, you're absolutely right. It's Sharon Stone. So, Corey...
Hey, look at me!
We have Corey 1 and Bill...
Oh, that's my birthday!
Oh, that's Rosie. But that's not the game we're billing. If you want to give out your thoughts as to why you don't think it's somebody, as Corey did.
No, that's all right.
All right.
The big slurping sound.
I forgot Bob Dylan was on there. I forgot.
Don't make it interesting for our audience at all.
Yeah,
okay.
That's kind of, you got to go, what would Sharon Stone, you know.
Think out loud.
Halle Berry wouldn't listen to any white people music, yes. Even though she's halfy. Even though she's a high yellow,
yeah.
She would not honor her half caucus.
She was too young to listen to the other tunes.
And this is a game that I made up.
That old wrinkled bitch Star Jones. Okay. She's wrinkled now because, well,
Okay.
She lost all that weight.
Well, here we have. This is the next celebrity. It has Kanye West with Gold Digger, U2's Where the Streets Have No Name, and James Blunt with Goodbye My Lover.
Okay.
James Blunt's the guy who has that beautiful song. That,
you're beautiful.
Yeah, that homo music. But anyway.
You're beautiful.
Who's listening to Kanye West, U2, and James Blunt? Corey, we'll start with you this time.
Huh.
Oh, the choices, I should tell you. This is all tennis players. This is Andy Roddick, Serena Williams, or Maria Sharapova. Who's okay. listening to Kanye West, U2, and James Blunt?
Well, if Andy Roddick was listening to all this, he'd be a big queer.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with Maria Sharapova.
Okay, Corey has said Maria Sharapova. And Bill, we turn to you. Remember, Kanye West, U2, and James Blunt.
James Blunt.
Well, no, that's who they're listening to.
I got no idea celebrity. Who James Blunt is.
He's the guy that sings that song, You're Beautiful. Oh, he's in English.
Man.
He's kind of a big pansy.
That's faggot stuff.
Yeah, there you go.
All right,
you want to call it by its name, that's strictly for fags.
Andy Roddick, Serena Williams, or Maria Sharapova. Do you know who they are?
No.
Okay.
I'll go with Andy. I'll go with the guy.
He says it's Andy Roddick.
Yeah, I think he's got tendencies.
Well, you know, you're very right about that, but Corey's actually going to get this one correct. It's Maria Sharapova.
All right,
God, he's gotten two in a row.
I think this demo might not be right for Bill. Let's try one out for Bill. Okay. the iTunes, here's the playlist. Operator by Jim Croce. Baby, I'ma Want You by Bread. And don't forget Afternoon Delight by the Starland Vocal Band.
I believe.
And your choices are Gabe Kaplan.
Yes.
I believe that's Bill
Hildebrand. Susan Anton and Paul Williams. Who did it? All right, go ahead.
He doesn't know. Yeah, he's fucking
Paul
with
Williams.
Him. Oh, he stopped fucking with
that's
Bill.
Correct. Greatest hits of the 70s.
Oh, maybe Bill, maybe. Well, I've got some that are more in Bill's in Bill's wheel well here. But let's do another one here. Here's the next celebrity has Nina Simone's Feeling Good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. R.E.M. with What's the Frequency, Kenneth.
Okay.
And Pavement with Summer Babe.
Really?
Yeah. So Nina Simone, R.E.M., and Pavement. Bill probably.
Bill's going what?
Bill doesn't know who the fuck Pavement. You know who R.E.M. is?
Sure.
Okay.
And
Pavement's kind of like R.E.M.
And I know
it's an alternative
What's the Frequency,
rapping.
Kenneth, where that line came from.
Yeah.
You knew where the line came
from? Yeah, it was
from
Dan Rather was attacked by
That's
a guy
right.
who yelled that at him.
Okay, so fuck
so
you.
So here's the pos.
Good. Yeah, you're like, this segment will be great for Bill.
Bill told me he loved the segment. Your choices here are A, CNN anchor Anderson Cooper. Star of My Name is Earl, Jason Lee, or late night talk show host Conan O'Brien, who's listening to Nina Simone, R.E.M., and Pavement.
Okay.
Bill, we'll start with you this time.
Who's the first guy?
Anderson Cooper, the CNN anchor.
No.
Jason Lee, the star of My Name is Earl, the guy with the mustache.
Yeah, I'll go with him.
And Conan O'Brien. You're going with Jason Lee.
Going with number two.
Corey, what do you got? What do you got here?
I would normally say Jason Lee because I think he's hip to Pavement and stuff like that.
Okay.
But I'm going to go Conan. Because the Nina Simone is throws me. I think Conan's a little more sophisticated.
Okay, well that's actually this is great. I stumped you both. That's actually CNN anchor Anderson
Get
Cooper's
to...
celebrity playlist. Yeah,
really.
Anderson Cooper's a guy who thinks he's the gray haired guy. He's he's the young. And he also likes the Pogues, Smashing Pumpkins, U2, Curtis Mayfield, Blur,
really,
Yo La Tango, New Order, and Charlie Parker.
So you're telling me that...
He was de-pantsed as a kid.
You're telling me this is not on Anderson Cooper's playlist?
What's that? No, that's not on Andy. That's Rat.
Rat with Round and Round is not
on. But Corey, you're winning the game still 2-0. Let's go to our next celebrity. Our next celebrity has picked some tunes here. He selected Bob Dylan's Blowing in the Wind.
Okay.
Okay. Eminem's Lose Yourself.
Okay.
That's the song from 8 Mile, that song, Bill. And Alive by Pearl Jam.
Huh.
And who's chose these? Is this Billy Bob Thornton, director M. Night Shyamalan, or comedian and actor Jamie Kennedy? Corey, we'll start with you this time. It's Bob Dylan, Eminem, and Pearl Jam.
Oh, boy.
And who picked these? Billy Bob Thornton, M. Night Shyamalan. He's the Indian director. He's kind of makes Hitchcock movies.
Yeah, did The Village was sucked.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, God, did The Village
And he
suck.
Did, what was the movie he did? The Lady in the Water,
Lady
which everyone said
water.
Sucked. I never saw. But anyway, was it Billy Bob, M. Night, or Jamie Kennedy?
Bill, you got a theory?
I'm going to go with Billy Bob.
Okay.
All right, that's not a bad guess. Jamie Kennedy, you know, he does all that poser rap crap.
Yeah.
So you think he might be listening to more kind of hip-hop
His Eminem
stuff.
Is in the list, yeah.
Yeah, And M. Night Shyamalan, I'm sure he's listening too.
Well, whatever. Who's it going to be? What do you say there?
Boy, that's a tough one.
We need a decision here.
I'm going to go crazy off the hooks and go Shyamalan.
Yeah, okay. Well, Corey, you're going to be right here. It's now 3-0. It is M. Night Shyamalan. He also likes Jeff Buckley, Concrete Blonde, Johnny Cash, and Kanye West.
Ah, that would have been worse.
He just wants to be eclectic, doesn't he?
And there's a Tesla song on there for some reason.
Wants to be white.
He wants to make a movie people watch after those last two stink bombs.
All right, let me go to the next.
The Village might have been the worst experience I've had watching
even
movies.
Signs, it's almost unwatchable.
I mean, yeah, Signs, you know, his movies are good. You see them the first time. You can't watch them again. The Sixth Sense, all that crap, you can't watch those movies twice.
No.
Because once you know what the little twist is, they're kind of boring.
I probably watch about 300 movies a year, and The Village was one of the worst ones I ever watched.
Yeah. Okay. You can see it coming a while away.
All right. Well, let's see if you guys can see this coming. I'm going to give you the next celebrity here.
Bill's trying to see the exit coming. So can I get out of this game?
You're only down 3-0, brother. You're doing okay.
Whoa.
You're hanging in there. Okay. But let's go now to the next celebrity we have. We have this celebrity, this gentleman, enjoys Crazy by Gnarls Barkley. That's a big hit now. You know that song? Bill's taking off his headphones. He's done with the whole thing. He's grabbing
Bill's got to go home.
Crazy. Is that the remake of the old Crazy?
No, not the Patsy Cline song.
Not the Patsy Cline.
Okay, Alicia Keys with Fallen. You probably know that song. And the Arcade Fire Wake Up.
What are you doing to him?
I know. These are killing Bill. What celebrity?
You wrote this
Arcade
game.
Fire is... I wrote this for our listeners, so our listeners would know these songs. Arcade Fire, Alicia Keys, and Gnarls Barkley. I'll just give you one more artist. This artist also enjoys Sly and the Family Stone, okay?
Is this
Samuel L. Jackson, Tracy Morgan, or Jimmy Fallon? Tracy Morgan, black guy
from
Saturday
Jimmy
Night Live.
Jimmy Fallon
and Samuel L. Jackson. Arcade Fire, Alicia Keys, Gnarls Barkley, Sly and the Family Stone. It's Jimmy Fallon.
No effing way a black
Bill,
guy.
Bill, do you have a guess here? Samuel L. Jackson, Tracy Morgan, or Jimmy
I'm
Fallon?
Go Tracy Morgan just because it doesn't sound right.
Yeah, nothing sounds right, but apparently Samuel L. Jackson enjoys the Arcade Fire.
No way.
They're a Canadian indie rock band, and I don't know why he's listening
to
that.
See, that did throw me because I thought he'd be listening to, like, the Stylistics.
Yeah, but he also likes Gorillaz, Miles Davis, Mary J. Blige, Outkast, the Black Eyed Peas, My Morning Jacket, and A Tribe Called Quest.
He's a hip dude.
Yeah, I don't know. It was very weird, so I used that
he's
one.
He's like your age, and he's hip.
These guys lie on these surveys.
I think some guys try to sound
pretentious. Just try to be cool.
Yeah.
You know what? Their publicists put this list together.
You know, it's entirely possible, but that's what they said. So, Bill, here's one right up Bill's alley. I told you I had some stuff for Bill. I'm going to give you this, Bill. You're going to know all this music. This is right up your alley here, okay? By the way, the score is...
I want to thank you for digging me out of the ground and thawing me out for this show.
Here's on Bill's playlist.
What's that? Oh, now would you... Don't even put those back on. It's Tony Bennett. Is that what this
is? No. It's even better. You'll know him when he starts singing.
He's just getting angrier.
Be my love for no
I know who this is now. Name that tune, Bill. It's Mario Lanza. Am I right about that?
It's the great Irish singer Mario Lanza.
Mario Lanza, yes, of course. But
see the movie Heavenly Creatures, which has a lot of Mario Lanza music in it, and it's Peter Jackson's early work.
South Pacific.
Great film. Okay. Yeah, he was in there.
Okay, I have one. This is again, this is for Bill. This celebrity here likes Buddy Holly's Peggy Sue, Purple Haze by Jimi Hendrix, and Black Hole Sun by Soundgarden.
Really?
So Buddy Holly, Jimi Hendrix, and Soundgarden. Your choices here are A, Dennis Hopper, B, Peter Frampton, or C, Tommy Chong. So, Bill, I don't want any complaints here. We'll go to you first. Dennis Hopper, Peter Frampton, or Tommy Chong. Bill's going to go with Dennis Hopper.
Yeah, I'm going to go Hopper,
too. Corey's going to go with Dennis Hopper.
Chong would be a lot more, he'd be more psychedelic.
Yeah.
You think so?
And who's the other guy?
Peter Frampton.
Frampton would be more eclectic. That's
you think so?
Yeah, that's a shallow
list. Okay, well, again, these guys have 12, 13 songs.
I'm going to go with...
Okay, well, that's fine. You're both wrong. You both chose Dennis Hopper. It's actually Peter Frampton's celebrity playlist. Yes. He likes Hendrix. He also likes Jeff Beck, J.J. Cale, John Mayall and the Blues Breakers, Django Reinhardt. He has
lots of guitar stuff.
It's all kind of guitar stuff. The Shadows.
Damn it, I should have thought.
Jerry has a Jerry Reed song on there.
He's got a Jerry Reed song.
Jerry Reed's The Claw.
Oh,
and I didn't even know that. The Ventures, Walk Don't Run, 1966.
He doesn't have that, but Peter Frampton.
We got a long way to go. Here's and another a short one, Bill, time to get there.
I should have.
We're gonna do what they say can't be done. Come on. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking.
We got ourselves a convoy. Hey, Rubber Duck is here.
That wasn't Jerry Reed. That was somebody else, wasn't it?
Yeah, who the heck was that?
I saw Jerry Reed live in concert when I was a kid.
Did you really?
In Taylor.
Oh, wow.
And there, literally his opening act was like a lariat team. It was like a rope, was like a roping team. Like where they did rodeo, they did like rope tricks.
Well, that goes a long way to explain stuff.
My grandma wanted to go see Jerry Reed, and we went down to.
All right, now this one I love, and you'll get why in a minute. But again, Bill, this is more for you, okay? This guy has the Ronettes, Be My Baby, the Beach Boys with Surfer Girl, and the Rolling Stones, Honky Tonk Women. Okay, so the Ronettes, the Beach Boys, and the Rolling Stones.
Sounds like Larry King.
Well, but it's great. It's great. It's great. It's great who it is, too, because the choices I'm giving you are, is it Phil Spector, Brian Wilson, or Ron Wood? So somebody's an egotistical asshole and picked their own music. But yeah, we have the Ronettes, which, of course, was produced by Phil Spector, Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys, and Ron Wood of the Rolling Stones. And that's who the choices
are. What's Phil Spector listening to in jail?
Well, I don't know. Well, you have to decide.
I'm going
to
say Brian Wilson.
Yeah, me too, because
he would probably love the Ronettes, and he would listen to his own shit.
Sound.
Okay, well, gentlemen, you're both correct, Bill. You're finally on the board.
Wow.
It is Brian Wilson.
All right.
And he enjoyed three Beach Boys songs, two Ronettes songs, Ronnie and the Daytonas, which I don't know if that's the same as Ronnie from the Ronettes, the Righteous Brothers, You Lost That Loving Feeling, a Bing Crosby tune, and two Rolling Stones songs. So, if you want to go buy those...
Anything to keep him from seeing that cow of a daughter of his on television.
So the score
Celebrity
now,
Fit Club was Carney. Just over. Carney was like didn't really do much.
And the Carney's looking for a fat chick.
Poor Carney.
All right.
Pork fuck porker.
All right. Don't make fun of Carney that way.
It's not. It's not fair.
All right. Now
I love Celebrity Fit Club.
Let me know when you get that letter from her.
By the way, Ted Lang Isaac lost like 50 pounds. He was looking like fighting weight. He was amazing.
Who's this?
Isaac the bartender from Love Boat.
Yeah, what about him?
He was on Celebrity Fit Club.
Oh,
what a good
he?
Show. I anything where old like third string D-list celebrities start to like degrade themselves.
Can't believe this shit. I mean, we're watching people get tattooed now. That's like watching paint dry.
There's a
couple different tattoos.
There's two tattoo
there's
shows.
There's Inked and there's Miami Ink.
Right, and there's one guy called Dizzle on there.
Is that really?
Yeah, there's a tattoo artist named Dizzle.
Well, of course.
And it's like, yeah, why do we need two tattoo shows?
If you were going to get tattooed, wouldn't you want to get tattooed by Dizzle, though?
Yeah, I would.
As opposed to Eddie or
No.
No?
I want to get tattooed by some big-titted blonde chick. Puts them right in my face and says, you're not going to feel much.
I heard there's a new show called Pimp My Scrotum, in which... like decorations of the nutsack.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to try to, maybe I'll even, you guys had enough of this or you want to keep going? I got about six,
we'll
seven.
We'll do one more. One
I
more.
Got six, seven. Well, I got some good ones.
I got a million.
We'll do one of the six or seven. Good.
Whatever.
It's because you're not doing well at this
whatever
game.
Whatever listeners we had are starting to tune out.
Everyone loves our games. They write in and say they want more
they
games.
They do.
Corey.
They also write in they'd like to have sex with an actual woman.
Well, I know, let me give you this one. You guys will like this.
All right.
Because I found this guy to be maybe the most pretentious guy of all. This guy has... Luciano Pavarotti's Caruso, Coldplay with Clocks, and Coolio with Gangsta's Paradise.
Ooh.
And don't forget, that's Coolio featuring LV, which stands for Large Variety.
Thank
There's
you.
There's hip-hop trivia. Mm-hmm. So Gangsta's Paradise, you know that
song. Yeah, I got that one.
And Jesus. Coldplay with Clocks, that's Faye Indie British music.
Yeah, that tells me.
And Pavarotti, a little opera. Ooh. Now, who is this pretentious?
What are our choices?
Is this actor Gary Busey? Movie producer Jerry Bruckheimer or talk show host Don Imus?
Busey's had a head injury, and that sounds pretty much right in line with a head injury.
I don't know if I can get a read on this one.
Yeah, it's a very pretentious list.
But I'm going to go with the director dude.
Jerry Bruckheimer, the movie producer?
Yeah,
you go
because
with?
Yeah, that's one of those Hollywood fucks that try to please everybody. So
yeah, you know, I can't.
I'm classy enough to be invited to your party, but still, I'll get down with it.
But he has hip hop music on there too.
That's what I'm talking about. Talking about.
No,
he'll get jiggy.
Okay.
No earthly.
Eric Connie Ettinger say jiggy on stage. Other day. I told him stop doing it. Yeah, you know,
she can get jiggly with those big fun bags.
40 plus chicks should not be saying jiggy.
All right, Corey.
If you got to wear control top pantyhose, stop saying jiggy. Anyway,
Gary Busey, Bruckheimer.
We had Connie on the show, by the way. Yeah. I miss no chance he's got a hip hop song anywhere near
okay.
him. Right? He's a cowboy kind of guy.
Hey, you never know.
He's listening to Kinky Friedman.
Who?
Don Imus.
Yeah, he's
no,
not.
Way
no
Don Imus
effing
is
chance.
Listening.
So, and my other choices are Bruckheimer and who?
Gary Busey.
Well, Busey is insane. I think I'm with you on the Bruckheimer, though. I think that's what I'm
You think that's the very pretentious...
He sounds like the kind of snotty, you know, I'm going to listen to Pavarotti.
Trying to please everybody kind of
person. Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. It is Jerry Bruckheimer.
Yeah,
you got it
go.
Right. And this
there
is all the other shit he likes. He likes Alan Jackson, the London Symphony Orchestra, 50 Cent, Bruce Springsteen, Usher, Billy Joel, Pink Floyd.
It's 50 Cent.
Eminem.
Yeah, it's Cha Millionaire.
The Rascal
Joel, the hip-hop expert we had... We had Lundy on here. And
you got to honestly go to iTunes and look up the Jerry Brucker Celebrity Playlist.
That's pretty crazy.
It's the most pretentious goddamn bullshit you've ever seen.
He's got some dead doll eyes.
Oh, I got a couple things that kind of relate to the show. Can I do these?
Sure.
At least I got two more, and then we're done, all right? Two more, and then we're done. Absolutely. By the way, the score is 5-2, Corey.
All right.
Bill has two, Corey. Sorry. All right, well, this is a choice of comedians here. What comedian likes David Bowie's Ziggy Stardust?
Okay.
The Killers with Mr. Brightside.
Okay.
And then Kelis with Milkshake.
Norm Crosby.
That's My Milkshake Brings All the Boys to the Yard. You probably heard that hip-hop song anyway.
Why does he keep saying that? You probably know who this is, and I got no fucking clue.
He's on a boat.
He said it like 10 times. You probably know who this is.
Bill spends half the year on a cruise ship playing shuffleboard.
They don't play
shuffleboard.
That up in Juneau at the bar?
You know,
they don't play?
The last album I bought, Joel, was The Wall.
On vinyl.
So... Yes, so go from there. I'm serious.
But you don't have you never heard the radio or MTV or any of those things? Or,
no, why?
I don't know.
No, listen, I'll tell you what. I love
you watch Jay Leno
love,
and some of these artists will perform
I love
there.
Soundgarden.
Okay.
I like, who are the other guys? Well, no, but I just don't buy music that much because
right.
I don't listen
to
it.
Okay, well, I know, but I mean, these are some things. I pick songs that I think were in the popular consciousness.
Yeah, the Eels. There's
the Eels.
There's
oh,
an
Bill knows
that. And I was into them before anybody else
okay,
was.
Okay, all right. Well, anyway, what comic is listening to David Bowie, The Killers, and Kelis? Is this David Cross, Margaret Cho, or Andy Dick? David Cross and Margaret Cho or Andy Dick?
David Cross is a real indie rock guy.
Okay.
I don't buy the Kelis. I think he wouldn't like that.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to say...
Name the tunes again.
There's no Judy Garland on that list, so I don't think it's going to be...
David Bowie, Ziggy Stardust, Mr. Brightside by The Killers, and Kelis with Milkshake.
Andy Dick.
Andy Dick, Margaret
Andy
Cho.
Dick. I'm going to say Margaret Cho for the sake of diversity.
He's dressed himself up as Ziggy Stardust a few
Bill, I like your thinking, but you're wrong. Corey's right. It's Margaret Cho. She also picked the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, Beck, Jason Faulkner, Macy Gray, and Moby.
See, it's always there's always
it's
one
funny
thing.
Though how much you name like a bunch of other groups that these people listen to. We've done like 10 of these, and none of them cross over. No, nobody else's shit's on somebody else's
no,
list.
No, some of it is. I didn't pick. I tell you everybody who's on everybody's list, but a lot of people picked you too.
Oh.
Black guys picked you too. It's kind of weird.
Right.
That's why if you go to iTunes, you look at this. It's kind of like I didn't pick those celebrities like Woody Allen's on there.
Yeah.
And it's all like Jelly Roll Morton, and it would have been so easy that he's the only guy
right.
listening to
fuck
old,
you.
Old jazz.
Easy
yeah.
for who?
Well, I mean, if you know.
You think you're out of touch? Woody, like literally the last album he bought was on a wax cylinder.
Yeah,
I mean
he
know.
Hasn't listened to anything since the fucking 78.
And it said, Watson, come here, I want you.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, now this one.
He and Robert Crumb are sitting around listening to the Masters of Bluegrass and Ragtime.
Those are the first words said on a telephone in case somebody went to public school.
Alexander Graham
Bell. Look it up on Wikipedia.
Because he
anyway.
Spilled some acid on his pants.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now this one is a what's singing what popular group is listening. This is a group. Groups
what popular
get,
singing group was known as the Fab Four.
These, okay, so what group is listening to Sly and the Family Stone's "Family Affair"? Seal with Crazy, and Sting's Desert Rose.
Oh,
now, that Desert Rose, it was in a car commercial. It's the one with the Arab guy in the back going, that's
some obnoxious
music. It's one of the most horrible songs ever, Sting's Desert Rose.
Two great tunes and then a clinker.
Yeah, so you have Desert Rose,
some pretentious fuck, is
Crazy, and Sly and the Family. Now, this is a singing group, okay? Now, who's listening to this? Is it Aerosmith, Hootie and the Blowfish, or Queensryche? What band is listening to this on the tour bus?
I hate to disappoint PJ, but I think it's
Aerosmith, Hootie and the Blowfish, or Queensryche, Sly and the Family Stone, Seal, and Sting.
You know, Aerosmith's kind of old.
I'm going with Queensryche.
You're
going
to go with Queensryche?
Yeah, because I think it's just the tip of the iceberg of some other shit.
You think it's a tipping point.
Bill's going with Queensryche, Corey.
You know,
Corey's trying to queue up our Queensryche.
I'm looking
for
Queensryche sample.
Queensryche Super.
I got 100 and some shit to
Would
go
you want
to
make a guess in the meantime?
I'm going to go with Aerosmith.
Yeah, well, that's where you'd be wrong. Bill absolutely got it right. Queensryche enjoys all that shitty music, I guess, when they're not listening to their own shitty music. They also love Crosby, Stills, and Nash. There's some Queensryche.
That's what I'm talking about. That's
yeah.
The fucking Aerosmith.
Empire! Right. Queensryche, they also like Sinead O'Connor, D'Angelo, David Bowie, Sade, and Prince, and James Levine with Luciano Pavarotti and his orchestra. I don't know what
Who the hell listens to this
I don't
opera.
Know what the fuck that means.
By the way, that
Anyway, are we done with these? I got a couple more, but we can be done.
That fat guinea needs to croak immediately. He's been on my Deadpool list forever, and he won't die. You big tub of my guts.
Anyway, I'm going to spare you the last few. Here, I had like three more, but that's okay. Corey
Pork
wins.
Fuck, you porker.
Yes, he is a fan.
Yeah, let's hear it. Well, you get to blow Joel.
Yeah, Corey.
That was the prize.
Well, because you lost.
Me for not, you know.
Bill, because you lost, your wife doesn't get to appear on the roast. That's what we were playing for. I didn't make that clear. Bill was playing for a shot.
Sorry, honey.
Now let's play What's on Bill's Stepdaughter's MySpace Page. And we'll play that popular game. In just a moment.
Why do you want to do that to the guy?
Let's look and see what she's up to.
Bill knows. Bill, now how did this work? Bill, your stepdaughter lived with Corey's friend or something like that?
My current roommate.
Used to be roommates with Bill's stepdaughter.
Well, you know, look, it's 7 degrees of separation.
Exactly.
It's not that far away.
And she used to work at the movie theater where I would go and watch.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah. And they were all told to keep an eye on this guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't let the girls near Corey Hall.
I
was that in order?
In a professional capacity, sir.
Let us know when he puts his hat on his lap.
Mm-hmm. Make sure it's...
Because it's a Disney.
He's going to tear the bottom
out
of the popcorn.
Don't let him put
container.
The popcorn in your lap.
Yeah. Gonna do the diner move with Mickey Rourke there, was that it?
Wow.
All right. Well, Corey,
show's about over because the battery's dying.
No, plug that back in and we'll keep going here because we've got some more time.
You get
here.
A hum when you do that?
No, not when I pot it down on the board.
Oh, okay.
Now we professional got the equipment here,
we got it all worked out.
But anyway, we're talking about the death pool. Kim's still winning. I forget what the list is. It's somewhere over there.
Pavarotti's gonna die.
Yep, we need Pavarotti to die.
Die, and, die, die.
Yeah. I've got some time. If I can get Pete Doherty, I'm gonna win. And he's worth 70
hey, man,
points.
It's only October.
It's only October. There's still. I got Pryor in December last year and beat your ass with that.
You know what happens with me? I'm out of the gate early. I got Carson early, and I got this year. I got Lou Rawls right.
You got
after.
Lou Rawls the first fucking week of the guy.
I got Lou Rawls like 30
the next
seconds
day after
into,
the
yeah.
draft. You got Lou Rawls, yeah. And then,
but Don Ho, who had cancer surgery. I thought he was ready to go.
Didn't Don Ho have like a pig's valve in his heart? Or
well, that's
like that?
Well, he's probably eating a pig's valve being a Hawaiian. I'm sure they've. It's all those pineapple and fucking pig knuckles is all those savages live on.
Savages.
Oh. You done a Hawaiian cruise, Bill?
Coming up.
All right.
You got our seriously? You going to Hawaii?
5 weeks starting Monday. Monday. Oh,
but I thought you were going to Alaska.
No. I just got back from there.
Oh.
I'm going to Hawaii now.
Yeah, you don't want to go to Alaska in October.
Yeah,
and,
I was gonna say, that's
2 weeks in the Caribbean after that.
Oh, well, they look at you.
Alaska's only a summer thing, right? You're not going to go up in like...
Alaska's only summer, yeah.
You can't go to the ice floes and stuff, no.
And they're there. You go up these, you know, the inside passage, what they call the inside passage, and there's,
yeah.
there's these giant lumps of there's icebergs. That's
wow.
What, that's what
wow.
they call, Joel, icebergs.
I've heard
and
that.
They're all over the water. And you're going, yeah, slow this boat down, son of a bitch.
Titanic.
Because I love running around yelling, iceberg! You know, it's hilarious. Yeah. Then throwing water in my face.
Scaring the shit out of people.
You ever get like, you're afraid you're going to run into another cruise ship like the Andrea Doria or something? You're going to go down in the...
Oh, yeah. I live in constant fear.
You know what?
You get the feeling Bill wants to go out that way.
$10 million worth of, you know, radar equipment and sonar and all the other shit will just fail. And they'll say, well, screw it.
There's fires and shit on there. Aren't all these ships registered in Liberia and shit like that?
A lot of them are, yeah.
It's all full of Liberians on there.
Oh, man.
You trust those guys?
Little Filipino motherfuckers running all over the place. You know, you can't understand a goddamn word they're saying, but they'll smile at you the whole time.
Sure.
They give you that immigrant smile?
They're telling you to fuck yourself in Filipino, and they're smiling right at you. You're thinking, this staff is so nice. These people are so good to us.
I'm going
to
teach you a little word. Pakengkeng.
Pakengkeng?
Faggot in Filipino. In Tagalog. I learned that from an old roommate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Pakengkeng. I thought that meant head kana.
They'd be like, hey, Pakengkeng. And you're like, oh, thank you.
And they said the word king in it. Pakengkeng.
King twice.
How about that now?
Now, do you get a nice cabin on the old cruise? Do they give you the shit one?
You're in steerage.
Because I've heard of guys who had to like do laundry and shit on the cruise ship. Comedians.
What do you mean?
I've heard that guys who they weren't given passenger status on the cruise ship, and as a way to when they weren't performing, they actually had to do chores. I've heard the story. Maybe not now. Maybe this is in the 80s or something. But anyway, that's what I heard.
I don't know who the fuck that
you
got to
sleep in the engine room.
You got it all. You don't have to share a room with the crew or any shit like that. Well, that's good.
When I'm not working, I'm sucking rum out of a monkey head.
Okay, well, that works.
You know, they got the coconuts and carbon and the monkey heads.
How many shows do you do like on a tour like that?
One.
Just one a night?
No, one a week.
One a week?
Yeah.
So how many weeks are you on the boat?
5 or 6.
So you do 5 shows in a month?
Yeah.
Or 6 weeks. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And you're making like 3 times what you do working like every night in regular comedy clubs. Yeah. Really?
Yeah. They let the feds in on that. But
Bill,
that's why I signal him.
Bill, I've always wanted to go to Hawaii.
In fact, if cruise ships, podcasting is really taking off as a live form of entertainment.
And not all these ships pay the same. I mean, these guys that do like Carnival and stuff get a real raw deal because what happens is if the ship is gone for a week and they do one show, they fly them on for a day, they do their show the next day, and then the following day they take them off, and they're only paid for 3 days. I get paid for the whole week. They just leave you on.
Oh, because, those guys, they get off, and then they'll, like, wait in the port and get on the next ship and shit like that.
You don't be flying a puddle jumper to Alaska.
The guys that I use that I won't mention after this show so far now don't do it that way. They just leave you on for the whole week.
Well, that's good. That's the way to do it, then, because... I've heard about guys who they have to do they have to do laundry. I've heard this from guys. I don't know. Maybe it's just a horror story.
I think they're just trying to convince you not to go for it.
They don't want me stealing their sweet gigs. But we will do a podcast once a week on a cruise ship, won't we, Corey?
Sure.
We'll gladly take our equipment and go on there.
Absolutely. From the Lido deck.
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll do it right poolside.
You'd be surprised. You know, you're talking to these boneheads on the ship. You'd be surprised how many of these guys are under this conception. They'll say, do you get a discount for this cruise because you're working on it? Yeah, that's right. I get a discount, fucker. Get away from me. A lot of
now, can you bring the wife on the cruise? Yeah. Do they give you that allowance?
Yeah,
the whole time.
You don't,
you
but
want,
you could if you wanted to.
Anytime you want, or just like a special occasion.
No, you can do it.
Oh, really? That's cool.
Now there's a charge, and it's like I think it's like $50 a day or something.
Oh, really?
Like that.
But so it's not bad.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
But still, you can do it if you want.
Wait, $50 a day times 5 weeks. Yeah, I don't know if that's worth it.
But you wouldn't do that.
She would get off.
Yeah, have her on for a week. And when she got back to the port, because you're out for 7 days, kick her off.
I think Bill's wife would be in the Bering Strait somewhere in a fucking life jacket. Look at him denying it. Look at him fighting it. Look at him. Look at the scowl he's giving me. Bill, I'm sorry. Bill, I'm sorry. Put that down, Bill. Don't hit me with that. Oh, jeez. He insults a guy's wife, and then he gets pissed. I'm sorry, Bill.
She'll be honey, you always wanted to swim with the seals, didn't you? And then there she is.
Want to see the whales?
Yeah. You've never seen a walrus up close, have you, honey? Look at this.
I'm the Eggman.
All right. Well, Bill, thank you for coming in. We're not going to have Bill.
We're done.
We're pretty much done. Man, yeah, I think so.
This
it flies.
I gotta go watch Dane Cook.
This 20 minutes just flew by.
Do you want to tell me if this celebrity was Missy Elliott, Scarlett Johansson, or Pink?
Who?
All right, forget it. Anyway, we'll move on here. Bill, thanks for coming on. It's funnyballguy.com. You can always find Bill on there.
Thank you.
And on, if you're going to Hawaii, look out for him. I'm sure you'll see him. And but you know, I don't know when we're gonna do the roast. And if we do the roast. And you're not in town, you know, I don't know how we're going to do that, so we'll have to work something out there.
Well, there, somebody said something about December, right?
You can phone it in, yeah.
How many weeks are you going to
be later than, like, December
7th? All right.
So.
Okay. You have to have you. You're a
key
ingredient.
Yeah, you
got to
have you, yeah. In fact.
Just for all the bald material I've got.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Fat bald material, fucker.
Yes.
That's right.
All right, Bill, thanks for coming in. What else can we tell people? Email us, email at coreyandjoelradio.com. Don't forget to get on the mailing list. You know, we haven't talked about the mailing list, but we had a great Your Podcast Sucks.
Well, that's right.
Last week we did with a guy named the Trucker Tom Podcast.
Why, what's that, Rob?
Get on the Corey and Joel Radio
Rob.
Show forum. Chat with fans from around the world.
Well, that's to get on the
Both
forum.
Of them.
Yeah, that's to get on the forum.
Well, you can do that, too.
You can get on the mailing list, the Trucker Tom Podcast. Your Podcast Sucks is brilliant. You can get on that. And I want to thank my computer for being the announcer today.
Absolutely,
my
good job.
My computer filling in for Rob. That was nice.
We'll hear
nice
more from your computer.
My computer may make another appearance. If you liked my computer, email him and tell him you liked him.
Thank you. Taking
if you
a bow.
Didn't like my computer, you can tell him that too. Anything? Any comments on that? He's
yeah. Right? I just wanted to say one thing though.
Yes.
And it does my heart good to see struggling comics like Joel. With his calendar on the wall for October, and he's got one fucking date for the whole month. It's over his shoulder, and I love it. I just love it.
That is.
There's one date. I don't have Bart's listed on there. That's four more fucking dates, Bill. All right, let's get out of here. Corey, you got more calendar for us?
Wow. At least it's not a Hillary Duff calendar.
Hell yeah.
God damn.
Bill's living it up in Hawaii, and I'm fucking eating shit.
We're having all kinds of technical issues.
All right, play some more Blur. We'll get the fuck out of here. Thanks, Bill. It's going to do it for show 89. We'll catch you on show 90. Do you have the outro music, brother? There we go. We'll see you later, people. Good night.
I got to get to Alaska.
Sunday, here again, tidy and tired. You read the color supplement, the TV